Once Ben had joined the Kais in the smoke-clouded air next to the pyre, Gavar Kai finally turned to his daughter.
High Lord Talon told you to stay with the Jedi, did he not?
Vestara dropped her gaze and nodded.
He did.
Then what are you doing here?
Kai demanded.
He was relying on you to prevent them from betraying us.
Yes, I know.
Vestara shot a demanding glance in Ben's direction, silently threatening to break her promise unless he came to her rescue.
But there were circumstances.
Kai narrowed his eyes and glanced in Ben's direction, then looked back to Vestara.
Let us hope High Lord Talon finds your circumstances acceptable,
he said.
He is not one to easily forgive disobedience.
Vestara swallowed hard and dropped her gaze.
I await his judgment.
She gave Ben a sidelong glare, clearly warning him not to push her. He smiled and remained silent. A promise meant nothing if it was easy to keep. She fought off a sneer and looked back to her father.
Once the High Lord hears the facts, I'm confident he'll understand.
Kai studied her for a moment, then his expression grew worried.
You should not be confident, daughter. Not at all.
His gaze lingered as the color drained from her face. Then he turned to Ben and stepped forward until they stood chin to nose.
Now, young Skywalker, tell me what you did to my daughter.
Ben rolled his eyes, and without tipping his chin back, met Kai's gaze.
I saved her life.
Kai's expression grew even stonier.
And you had to blacken both eyes to do it.
Ben glanced over at Vestara's purple, swollen eyes and realized that it did look as though she had been hit. Vestara smirked and looked away, letting him know that he was on his own. He returned the smirk with a one-sided grin and looked back to her father.
You'd rather I leave her hanging in a blood vine?
A hint of fear flashed across Kai's face, then vanished as quickly as it had appeared. He made no move to step away or seem any less threatening, but Ben knew that he had made his point, and that the time had come to prove to Vestara that he could be trusted not to betray her either.
That's what I thought, Ben said. And she didn't disobey anyone's orders. She was chasing me.
Kai scowled.
She was behind you?
He asked.
And you are still alive?
Ben rolled his eyes.
Skywalkers aren't easy to kill, he said. You should know that by now.
A cold presence entered the courtyard, about 5 meters behind Ben. Then a silken Kashyyyk voice said,
Oh, we do know, Jedi Skywalker. You may be certain of that.
Vestara and her father pressed their sword hands to their chests and bowed, and Ben turned to see High Lord Talon crossing the courtyard toward him. Next to the Sith walked Ben's own father, his expression as curious as his Force aura was energized and wary.